That's where the money for sports development is based, and our main source of funding is solidarity. I also represent the IOC and WADA, the World Anti-Doping Board, with my membership of the Ethics Commission, which I had to stand again for the next 4 years during the Lima session. I'm one of four IOC members. The majority are basically independent members. So Ban Ki-moon is our new chairman, and they sort of provide the independence of the Ethics Commission looking at how we operate. The other busy one is the Coordination Commission for Tokyo. You have just found out my new role is basically working with the Olympic Village organizers and the National Olympic Committees, which fits in with what our membership need: comfort in the village, access to facilities.
And so what demands will this put on you in terms of travel, attending meetings, etc.?
Supposedly there's four meetings of the executive board. They often link them with a major event. So if there's like a continental championship, Asian Games, and they would meet there. As president of ONOC, I'm usually invited to attend. So a lot of them basically link up. But probably doing more representative work where you're representing the president at events is the additional one. As an example, today I've got an invitation to go to the World Weightlifting Championships in the States towards the end of November, wearing my hat as the chairman of the Weightlifting Junior Championships that will be in Fiji in 2019.
And what about possible conflict between your IOC role, your ONOC role, and commitments with hockey in Fiji?
Hockey in Fiji is basically development work. It's really trying to rebuild the sport, concentrating on the primary schools and secondary schools. That helps rejuvenate interest in sport. Ideally, we should be playing it as well, but I'm usually sitting in a plane rather than on the ground. ONOC is essentially just representing the sports in our particular area and getting what's best for athletes in this part of the world. We're fairly united as a continent. We speak the same language. We generally work by consensus, and we've developed a lot of programs that have been absorbed by the IOC. One of them is Olympic Solidarity Program, and the second one is Olympic Education. We've built on what the IOC provided, and now we've got courses ranging from community, certificate, diploma, and now we're talking with a regional university about an MBA in sports management.
And so will being part of the IOC Executive Board give you greater powers to lobby on behalf of the Pacific?
Most of that is predetermined. That's in the Olympic Solidarity, where the Continental President and Secretary General are members. It's just dividing up with a pie that increases every year. So over the last two Olympiads, the increase in the amount of money provided to the National Olympic Committee has gone up by 30% every 4 years. And it's probably the best development program in that you have a range of programs, and it's up to the country to decide. It's all there available, and it depends on how active our members are. So wearing my continental hat is just to keep reminding them of what's available and to take advantage of that.
And so what issues then will become priority for you?
It depends on the president. Eh? My role is the one that got me on all these commissions. I think I hold the highest number of commissions already. But some of the work that I've done for him and the previous president is mediating between National Olympic Committees in conflict when there's two groups or government interference in the NOCs.
And you've certainly had a colourful career, starting from sports medicine to sports administration, heading up Pacific and regional sporting organisations, and then on to International Olympic Committee, and now IOC Executive Board member. I suppose from here the next step up would be Vice President and President of the IOC. Wouldn't it be nice for someone from the Pacific region to hold one of those posts?
Well, I leave it to somebody like John Coates. He's already been a Vice President of the IOC. He's just retired. John's got extensive experience in event management with the Sydney Games. He chairs the coordination for Tokyo and has been involved with the Rio organization. So it depends on what you need to do. Being on the executive board is not what I had anticipated, because I'm already quite busy within the Olympic movement. I'll do my 4 years, but I don't think I'll be going beyond that.